I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are happy to welcome back to our studios today a guy from the Twin Cities, Johnny O'Brien. Welcome, Johnny.
Hello, thank you.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Well, we're going to find out, you were here a couple years ago, we're going to find out what you've been up to since then, but why don't we just kick right off with a song? What do you want to start with here?
Sounds good. I think I'll do an old one. It's called Rift in the Lorry.
Johnny O'Brien, live from Studio A, and I'm intrigued by the title of that one, Rift and the Lorry. Lorry as in a British word for truck, is that what we're talking about?
Yes, exactly, yep. Rift is the great Rift Valley in basically in Tanzania.
Oh, so
In Kenya, right? Which is not the same place at all, but two different places. I kind of co-wrote that with a girl, and that was a long time ago. So,
oh, okay.
But it was, yeah, that was one from a record, Washington, that I did in 2008.
Mm-hmm. But it's one that you keep in the repertoire, apparently.
Yeah, it's so. I still like it. I played it a little different than we recorded it. We played it a lot faster tempo, mm-hmm. and it's kind of more with a band.
Oh, okay.
Type of feel, vibe, so Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a melancholy feel done solo this way.
Yeah. Yep.
So, from your 2008 album, and since then, what have you put out since then?
I put out a record in 2010. It was called Rose. And I think that's it, pretty much. I had one that I did, and it's more online.
Mm-hmm.
It's available, but it's not, never really pressed anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done other songs, and I'm working on a record now, but I haven't put anything out. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to New York here, probably within 2 or 3 months.
Oh, okay. To record it?
To record it, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Who are you going to do it with?
His name is Godfrey Diamond, mm-hmm. and his studio is in Brooklyn, and that's actually where I did Washington as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different studio now. It's not the same exact spot.
Mm-hmm. Now, since it's been a while, do you have a big batch of songs to choose from, or are you not that prolific, or how does that work for you as a songwriter?
If I'm disciplined, I can be prolific when I'm not golfing. Basically, it just takes, me sitting down and writing, mm-hmm. and really, it comes to me that way, and I kind of have to figure it out, but, I can write a lot if I'm adamant, mm-hmm. About it.
And what does that mean for you? Like, just blocking out the time, sitting down?
Pretty much, mm-hmm. yeah. If I give myself a goal and I have a timetable, something that I want to reach.
So there has to be pressure involved, is what you're saying.
Not exactly. You would hope it's more inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And when I listen to things that inspire me, that, that's when you want to pick it up the most. And that's the best stuff I think that you write. Is when you're actually inspired to write.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what kind of things, can you think of anything recently that has been your inspiration for wanting to write more? Or just in general, in general,
I mean, what I listen to always inspires me, and I'll go back to listen to the same things and same, but I'll discover something new, and I'll listen to that until I can't hear it anymore, and just constantly going listening to one song I'll listen to for a month straight,
mm-hmm.
And dissect it. And that's kind of, you can hear influence in that even when you're writing something. You can hear where you took it from.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you didn't notice it, it kind of comes to mind when you're writing it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
interesting. Last time you were here, we found out that you started out in punk bands, or you used to play in punk bands. I don't know if that's how you started.
Yes.
Out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we started in 94, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In a band called the Frank Booth Band.
Mm-hmm. And then you've been doing the solo singer songwriter thing for a while.
Yes.
And now you mentioned golfing, and I was intrigued by that because I was looking at your Facebook page and it mentioned like you had gone to a school that involved golf.
Yeah, so, I did. I went to school in Myrtle mm-hmm, Beach mm-hmm. for golf.
But more like the managing of golf
business.
Courses sort of thing? Okay,
yep.
Okay. But you're a golf enthusiast. You said you do a lot of
definitely,
that.
Yeah.
So
I play more than I should, for sure.
How does that compare to music in your life?
It's a different art form, I guess. I mean, it's if you hit a good shot, it's muscle memory, and it feels, it does feel good. I mean, it's something that you worked at, and so there is a certain amount of a payoff that you get, I guess. But it's not music for me is kind of my life's work. Where golf will never be that,
mm-hmm.
That's so there's a huge difference there, I guess.
Do you ever get inspired while golfing musically? Does anything like?
I can't say that I do. I guess I'm not sure. I play with other musicians
kind
on occasion.
Kind of
so.
A silly question, yeah, but I just think there, if it's something that you do quite a bit, I'm just wondering how that fits in.
Yeah, like I said, maybe more than I should.
But it sounds like you're doing a bunch of music now and getting ready to do that album. And you've been traveling a lot lately, or living various places lately, it sounds like. Music and very musically rich places as well. You mentioned Nashville and New Orleans.
Yep, I was in Nashville for the winter. Mm-hmm. And just outside, I was in Franklin, Tennessee, which is about a half hour outside of Nashville, for the last month that I was there. And that was great. Mm-hmm. It's actually a really cool town. And New Orleans is my favorite place.
What is it about that draws you?
Just the culture, the people. The people are, for the most part, the music and the people. And food, I can't really do a lot of because I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, dear.
So, but, yeah, I love New Orleans for the people. Mm-hmm. And it's just the atmosphere. It's great.
Do you get to check out much music when you're down there?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I play a fair amount, too, when I'm there. I try to play. Mm-hmm. You know, I've played on a Tulane station.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And what kind of venues are there for what you do down there?
There's a few spots. There's a place called the Circle Bar, mm-hmm. which is kind of an old house that on the corner of Lee Circle. And that's a cool room. I played there last time I was there. And there's another place called Neutral Ground Coffee House. And that's another spot. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a good spot for acoustic music.
How did you first kind of discover New Orleans and get down there and discover that it was a place that you really enjoyed?
I moved there. Actually, it's kind of an interesting story. I was moving to Ireland, and that fell through. And I had 2 weeks where I was just, okay, well, I'm gonna go somewhere. And I went down to New Orleans in 97, and that was, I decided to move there after that trip. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't able to move to Ireland, which I think worked out for the best probably for me. But there's a whole story there I don't want to get into.
But it sounds like you found a place that was inspiring to you and felt good
is.
For you. And so how you now right now you're back in the Twin Cities, which is where you're from originally. But how much time have you spent in New Orleans? Is that kind of the place you spend the most time when you're not in the Twin Cities?
No. I mean, I lived there in 2009 mm-hmm. again for about a year. Mm-hmm. I've been there maybe 3 years, mm-hmm. you know, in the last 20 years. So, mm-hmm. I'd like to get there more, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
I'll do another old one. This is called Adios. On the streets of Washington is where I fell into the arms of the lovely Anne, straight down to the bottom of the well. So goodbye, my true love, goodbye. Oh, I'll see you on the road. Yes, I will see you on down the lane. Adios. Oh, oh, oh. Darling, goodbye. Adios. Oh, oh, oh. Goodbye, darling, goodbye. Thank you.
cry when I close my eyes for dreaming. And the day is done. Oh, it's you that I'm seeing, even though you're gone. Adios. Oh, darling, goodbye. Adios. Oh, goodbye, darling, goodbye. Goodbye, darling, goodbye.
Johnny O'Brien, live from Studio A. So tell me about the material for the new album that you have coming up. Have you been, has some of it been around for a while, or?
A little bit. There's a few songs that are brand new, and I still need to, actually, I still need to write about four of them, so that's not really a deadline I don't have. I mean, and I actually like the idea of developing something maybe even in the studio if there's time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's titled Commander right now. I think that's what it's going to be. And it's kind of the idea of that you're in, it's you that's in charge of your own life and kind of you're in command of your own existence, and you're, you know, you have to make the choices that you make, and have to live with that. Basically, you have to, you know. So it's just in a general way, that's kind of what the album's about. But there's some things that are interesting on it as well. There's a song that I'll actually play now is "Ballad of Frank Morris," which is a song about the about Frank Morris and the Anglin brothers that escaped from Alcatraz in 1962. And that's, I like the idea of kind of romanticizing that whole thing that happened. I mean, because they never found them. And it's interesting to think that maybe they actually made it. Mm-hmm. You know?
And where did you hear that story, or where did that come from for you?
I'm not sure what inspired that. I mean, I know the story, it's an old, you know, it's been around, it's I'm not sure why I thought of it now. It might have been maybe I just saw it on TV and saw it. I know I might have seen Clint Eastwood playing that role in the film, and I that might have been it.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I'm not sure what inspired it recently.
So, and what inspired you to have kind of a theme for the album? Was it just, you know, like your songs were, you realized that theme was developing, or did you?
I think it's more of a time in my life where that is a theme that I want to get behind, basically. And I think that's more of what it is. It's a realization that it's, you know, enough tomfoolery, if you want to say that. It's which is kind of what it is, I think.
So is making an album part of that, kind of taking charge of what you want to do?
Definitely, and yeah. And I want this album to be that for me as well. You know, it's something that music is something I take very seriously. I always have, and it's, that's it. I mean, you know.
Okay. And so you want to make it more central in your life, it sounds like.
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So after the album is done, do you have plans of how you're going to promote it, or are you planning on?
Playing as much as I can. And I'm thinking of doing vinyl, which I like as well. I like the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a resurgence in vinyl now too. I think there's, you know, it's kind of has made its way back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is kind of nice to see for those of us that, you know, when I started in radio, mm-hmm. it was completely on vinyl.
Oh, sure.
I'm old. That's what I'm saying. but yeah, there's just something about it that's just, you know,
yeah,
different. and has kind of a feel to it that digital just can't quite match.
Yeah. I think it's close now in terms of recording analog, the whole analog-digital argument. I think there's a certain amount of, you know, you have to kind of go with what's happening in terms of technology in some way. I mean, you can't play 8-tracks anymore, and you're probably not going to put those out.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you
well,
want
I don't
it,
know. There's been a cassette resurgence, which
I find
fascinating. An entire, in fact, we recently had somebody here who in the studio that released his latest album on cassette, and then of course the digital download option.
Sure. And I have heard of that too. Yeah.
So I'm really fascinated by kind of the different ways that people are experiencing music now, and getting retro in some ways, but modern in other ways. Yeah. It's an interesting landscape that we're in. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
Oh, I think I'll do the Ballad of Frank Morris. Springtime, June 1962, the night they say you died. Oh, Frankie, my boy, did you ever make it over to the other side? Hey, out there on the water, yeah, you and the angling boys, oh, dreaming. Row, row, row with, oh, my boys, straight to freedom. Hey, they'll never know you. No, not the way that I do. I've been way down, lost here beside myself. A land and heart could help, and no one to be found. Oh, they say you're gone. Oh, tell me, is it true? Oh, they say you never made it, but they never found you. Oh, they say you're gone. Whoa, is it true? Oh, they say you never made it, but they never found you. They never found you. Springtime, June 1962, the night they say you died. Oh, Frankie, my boy, did you ever make it over to the other side?
That is Johnny O'Brien live from Studio A. And tune now. That one's going to be on the new album, right?
Yes. Yep.
Even though it's been around for a little while, that one's
going to
be included.
I think actually last time I was here, I think I played it as well. And so it's been over a year now, at least. I don't know how long it's been since I've been here, but yeah, that's one that's probably the oldest song that's going to be on there.
Mm-hmm. And now you said you have four more to write. Now, do you have, like, you know what the songs are and you just have to work on them, or?
Not exactly. I mean, I have parts of songs and kind of parts here and there that, you know, that are shaping into songs.
So how does that work for you? How does it, and how long have you been songwriting? Like, when did you start doing
that? It's been
that
over 20 years now that mm-hmm. I've been playing.
Were you songwriting when you were in the punk bands?
Yeah.
I bet that
I was a
little,
writing, yeah.
As I say, I bet that was a little bit different.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was losing my voice then a lot more because I was screaming, so it was really, you know, a little different of a thing for sure. But still the same process. You know, you kind of, for me, I just mess around with the guitar until I come up with something I like, and then I kind of has a feel, and it's going to dictate what you're writing about, whether or not it's a melancholy feel or something that's more aggressive, and, you know. So that's always the, that hasn't changed, I guess.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that. When did you say you're going to go record?
It should be within the next 2 months, I believe.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.